Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday Edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at God Blesses Doers, based upon James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. Society admires and rewards people who are doers. The achievers get the reward. James discusses the need to be more than a hearer of the word implanted. They must prove themselves doers of the word. James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. By using the word prove, James is wanting his readers to demonstrate by their actions that they have the word implanted in their hearts. The evidence the word is implanted is indicated by how a person will daily live their life. To illustrate this concept, James uses an example of a person looking at themselves in the mirror, seeing something that needs to be changed, and walking away making no changes in their life. They have no resolve to make changes. They are not looking intently at the perfect law with the attitude that they will abide by it. By using the word intently, James is expressing the idea of giving eager attention to the Word of God. The idea is more than just a casual glance at a biblical passage or a look in passing of some biblical verse. While a casual reading of the Bible has some value, there needs to be time in our life when there is a concentration on the Word of God with the goal of first understanding what the text says and then how we can put our reading into practice in our life. Reading the Bible with no intention of making application to our life is like walking by a mirror, seeing we have chocolate on our face, and just leaving it there. People may tell us we have chocolate on our face, but we still do not do anything about it. While we might think this is ridiculous and that no one would do such a silly thing, there are countless people who think it is a good idea to read their Bible on a daily basis, but have no plans of putting it into practice in their daily life. Group studies are a great way to obtain biblical knowledge, but if the objective is to only know what the text says, then this passage in James is not being applied. Whether it be a Bible class at church, or a study in someone's home, or a gathering at some business in town, if the goal is not to learn something that you can put into practice in your life, then the session is only academic and social in nature. If a person wants to be blessed by God, then they must not become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer of the word. God will bless Christians who are effectively doing the Word because they are daily living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program and hope you have a great day living God's way.
And my only joy is you.